as Bruce Wayne. Everyone knew him. Everyone knew his voice.
Welcome to a very special edition of Box Office QB's Nerd Shit Edition. I'm Gerald, and today you can call me Taimakage Dubs because that's where you can go see all my gameplay footage that I've uploaded already on YouTube for Suicide Squad, because that is the game we're talking about today. A game that I think is getting way too much disrespect on the internet right now, specifically from the likes of IGN and other reviews. They've really been hitting a little too hard on this thing, being way too unfair. And we're talking about Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, a game by Rocksteady Games, who also brought us the Arkham Knight trilogy of games. Games that were great and amazing games at their time. Games that you can still play today on the PS4 and 5 or Xbox, and it still looks great. So we were really been long awaiting this one. I think more than nearly a decade for another game in this universe, and we finally got it in Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. Jeff, what's your initial reaction?
Well, wasn't Gotham Knights in this?
Gotham Knights was not in this universe. Gotham Knights is not in this universe. It's a very similar universe. I think that's where it gets a little confusing, because Gotham Knights starts out with Bruce Wayne dying in a explosion at his home, I think, and he's in the Batcave. But it's not the same universe, from what I understand. And it's actually a different. A lot of different things happen in that game too. But that's a good game to talk about right now too.
Yeah, well, this is better than that game. I'll tell you that. Gotham Knights got very tedious and very repetitive. I have been playing this game since it came out, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. Like, I don't see where the hate comes from with this. Like, it's a fun game. The story is very good. I really do like the story a lot, where Brainiac, who I always thought was a cool villain, comes to Earth to take over Metropolis, brainwashes the Justice League, destroys a whole city. Like, I think that this would be a great story to see on the big screen. I'd even take like an animated movie. That's how much I really am enjoying this game so far.
Yeah, and this game, the story runs about 10 hours or so once you do finish the actual story mission. Missions available. Is that too short? Possibly. We'll get into that in a little bit. But the story overall is one of the best superhero story in games that I've really had a chance to play outside of the Spider-Man games, and especially since the Arkham trilogy of games. Like, we've had Gotham Knights, which was written like it was written by CW writers.
Yes.
Who just, they were given all the Batman properties but Batman. And they were like, okay, what can we do with this? And then they still tried to bring Batman back at the end. That game was a whole mess. This game makes sense. It's fun. All the characters are laughable. Harley Quinn is great. Boomerang's hilarious. Floyd Lawton is Deadshot is great. And then also the shark. And shark is just it. And I think you said something in a text, actually. You compared it
to that. Yeah, that's my only problem, is they really did try to make King Shark like a poor man's Drax the Destroyer. It's the same type of humor where it's just, this guy has no sense of humor. He is just like the straight man. And it was very similar to Dave Bautista's portrayal, and even Drax in the Guardians of the Galaxy game. So that was really my only gripe with this so far.
Yeah, no. And I mean, and to be fair, in my opinion, Shark, King Shark, the lines that he delivers and the voice actor delivers through them, and also the lines that are written for him, they're all great. It is definitely the same kind of humor as you're saying. Like, it does feel a little bit like a copy paste, but at the same time, it actually works. It isn't one of those forced, I don't think. The game, the story, like, it's good. Outside of the story, though, there's not a lot of side stuff that is exciting. You know, you're not finding those side missions like you do in Spider-Man or you did in Batman. You have the Riddler trophies and some Riddler challenges that have made their return, and those are somewhat fun, but again, they're a little bit annoying at times. You'll find yourself hearing the Riddler riddle off a riddle. How many times can you say riddle in one sentence? But you'll find yourself hearing the Riddler riddle off a riddle about a building to look for in a part of the city, and you turn around and there's 50 buildings around you every which direction you look. And I'm just like, what the hell are you looking for?
I kind of got PTSD from the Riddler just off of Batman Arkham Knight. Like, when his puzzles were so ridiculously hard that like it took you like days or weeks to beat the whole little thing that he put you through. So that was very scary when he popped up the first time. Other than that, it's pretty cool to see some like well-known villains pop up, like the Penguin pops up pretty early on as well.
What I'll say though is that the story really gets going after, well, when you're about to save the Flash, or it's like the first mission that you have, right? And but like at first you start with a whole training thing, there's a video into it, and I think, and even I, and I'm willing to admit this, because I had seen so many negative reviews, I was laughing at it and being like, this game doesn't even take itself seriously. But once you like allow that to get past all your biases and everything, the first little part's a little tedious. You have to learn how to travel with every player, how to fight with every player. You know, they all have different little ways of doing stuff. But the second that you get into that open world and you're allowed to go to these some of these missions, at first, they're tons of fun. Now, if you're somebody who complains about video games being repetitive, first off, I'm sorry that you hate fun and hate thinking, because video games are repetitive. I've said it on this podcast before. Side missions have never been meant to be like this big and glorious thing. Like we get spoiled with some of these RPGs, the Witcher 3s, the Skyrims of the world, where the side missions have 15 side missions inside the side missions. But in all reality, it's a looter shooter. The side missions are go shoot some people, get rid of them, do it as fast as you can with as many combos as you can, with as many cool attacks as you can, see what you can do, or, you know, without using certain attacks in some of these missions as well. And so if you're somebody who gets bored with that, like I could see that part getting repetitive because there is a good amount of that stuff. And also just this loot system in general is a little bit confusing. I think I tended to look toward more of, okay, which gun's doing the most damage per shot?
Yeah, so, and it all depends on who you're playing with to get those upgrades too, because I have been primarily playing as King Shark or Deadshot, and like at this point in time, like Captain Boomerang and Harley Quinn are very depowered compared to the rest of the team. But it's cool when you do get those upgrades because like you get more powerful rifles, like you get some other stuff that's pretty cool. So, you know, there was also people complaining about like the costumes and how you have to buy them. Like it's a, you know, micro in-game transactions, whatever. Like, honestly, like you do get a bunch of free suits in Spider-Man, but I found myself kind of playing with the traditional costumes in that game because the cutscenes are just so stupid sometimes when you're wearing these ridiculous costumes. Like
sometimes they get kind of weird and funky.
Yeah, it's like, oh, look, here's Spider-Man Noir talking to Harry Osborn in a very serious situation.
And there was one time, like if you ever had a cape with Spider-Man, like it just looked weird when they got scenes. But yeah. That's despite the fact. Let's jump into online functionability. This was something that got a lot of shit when it first dropped and when people found out this game was going to have an online service. Just like it also got some of the stuff about how much it actually cost to buy some of those suits. A lot big issue was this is an online service game. And I will say that like I played a good majority of the story without playing online and it was fine. There was no issues with the game. There was no, you know, frame rate drops or anything like that. It never crashed when I was playing in private mode or anything like that. Then I went to the online function, which for the first 2 days actually worked extremely well. I wasn't pulling in online matchmaking. I don't know how many people are actually playing this game right now. I'd occasionally have a random person drop into my game and control either Deadshot or Boomerang. But it worked the first 2 days. However, I will say that after a cutscene, when you're playing in the online mode, if they have a cutscene, there's a loading screen that takes way too damn long considering I have a PS5.
Yeah, I haven't tried online play. I'm not really big into like co-op playing and stuff. I played Fortnite for a little bit online and got yelled at by some like little kids. I am kind of down to do my own story and go at my own pace. So that's not something I've experienced yet. Probably won't. I'm just kind of here for the story. And
no, you need to join me. You need to join me.
I will never
kill all the Brainiac.
Lone Wolf.
I can't spoil it for you. Okay, so anyway, But I'm saying about the online function ended up being a little bit buggy. Actually, yesterday, the past 2 days or so when I was playing, I tried it out a couple times. It was a little buggy, crashed a few times. So that's an issue that I would expect them to fix. But what I will say is that it's 100 times better than the bullshit Gotham Knights gave us. Me and my friend Peyton did Gotham Knights a few weeks ago, and we did the online play. And while he would be in my game, we would both lose frame rates. We would both, like, enemies would disappear, cars would disappear, buildings would show up out of nowhere. Like, that game was a fucking mess. That doesn't happen here. It crashes occasionally, and it seems like the servers may need some work. But when it's working great. And I think that'll be something that would be a lot of fun, actually. For me, it would be a lot of fun because, like, if Jeff right here wanted to play as Deadshot the whole time, I could take my King Shark or my Boomerang over there, play through the story mode again, see what it looks like where Deadshot's the main character, and also level up my guys at the same time. Also, there's a really cool function that I like there where if you have a friend and you're in the same clan, I think that's how you have to do it, but you're in the same clan. And if I'm playing like at midnight and Jeff's knocked out, I can still invite his character over to play a bot, and it'll be an AI character. Jeff will still get all the experience points and all the gifts and everything we find whenever he gets back to his game the next day. He'll have to go check I think it's in the Justice League Sanctum. There's a little email. You'll be able to check it. You'll get everything that you got. So that's a really cool function that you just don't see in some games. And it also, like, I think it makes the replayability there. Because then you have four different characters, kind of like the Hogwarts Legacy, where you had four different routes you could go. You can go four different routes with this one if you wanted to. I don't think the cutscenes are going to be that big of a difference, but you could still do it, and it could still be a lot of fun. Now, let's jump into favorite players real quick.
Yeah, I like King Shark a lot. Like, really? I am... for some reason, I just like a big brute to take people out. Like, and I got a really cool machine gun with him. Like, his traversal's not great because he has to, like, you know, superhero jump over buildings and stuff. But he's great. I really do like Deadshot a lot too. Like, it's just easy with a jetpack, I think, to get around the city. And, like, it does remind me a lot of Call of Duty, just playing with him, like sniping people off of a building or something like that. Harley Quinn is fine. Like, I just haven't played with her that much. I hate Boomerang, though. He is my least favorite character to play with, just because, like, aiming the Speed Force path to where you want to go just gets super tedious and stupid. And
tedious as hell. You have to, like, make sure you're going to land somewhere every time. It's so much. I'm sorry. Were you good?
No, that's all I was going to say. Like, Boomerang is the worst.
Yeah, I don't agree with him being the worst. He is, though. I don't know, but, like, he seems to be everybody's favorite. I see a lot of people loving him and maining him online. And and I don't hate him. I actually kind of just hate King Shark. I hate his traversal. It's slow as shit. And he's just a brute is what it is. They all are essentially the same characters. They all can shoot, melee, throw grenades. But they all have different traversals, and I think that changes the way you play a hell of a lot. Yeah. For me with Harley, I was just zipping around on that damn bat drone the whole time, feeling like Spider-Man, because I would bat drone one with one hand, and whenever the bat drone runs out, use the what's it called? The claw, whatever the fuck it's called.
It does remind me of Spider-Man a lot.
And I would just do that off the buildings the entire time with Harley. And
yeah,
OP as hell, just would destroy everything. I loved playing with Deadshot. What I did, he's actually the guy that I have at second highest level. I think he's like 18 right now. But I really like playing with him, especially floating with the jetpack over characters, just carpet bombing these people. Just like, it's a lot of fun with him. And Boomerang has some pretty cool attacks. Whenever you up his attack levels and stuff, they're pretty cool and they're pretty fun and they're pretty damn powerful. I'm not a huge fan of the way the Speed Force works in there. Also, I don't know. It's just weird to me that, like, Boomerang is the guy who got Speed Force. I don't know. It's weird.
It is. It's like, I don't know, like Lex Luthor having Superman powers. It's like your arch nemesis is going to take all this stuff. But, like, honestly, like, I like the switchback between all four characters way better than Gotham Knights. And, You know, I like all four of those characters in Gotham Knights. Like,
that's another thing, man. When Spider-Man 2 came out, everybody was so amazed by the fact that you could switch from Peter to Miles on the other side of the city. You don't get the other side of the city like you do here. But, because like, whenever you have all the AI bots, they follow you. The switching is damn near automatic. It's like a quick black screen.
Yeah.
It's like you close your eyes and you're Deadshot when you were just Harley or you were Boomerang or you, whatever it is. Like, that is, so like, and you can't do that in Gotham Knights. You have to go back to the Belfry and reload in and all that other bullshit. But we're going to jump into some spoilers here.
What?
I was just about to ask you the same thing, Quinn.
There is, and I'm going to try to figure out a way to say this. The main boss you beat after the story ends the threat on your Earth. But because there has been established that this is a crisis on Infinite Earths, basically. And that's how this online service game is going to make its way. That's how this game is going to last longer than 2 months. Or at least that's how they think it's going to last longer than 2 months. And that's why you have the microtransactions and all the other missions post-game. Because post-game, there is going to be 12, I think, different bosses now, at least, that we're all going to have to team up with our friends to fight and or our AI bots whenever they're released by seasons. Which
that
is
dope.
Why this is all it does it. Which is why I've been trying to get your ass on online, because I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen.
Hey, I got a new puppy. I'm a little busy chasing her around.
It's actually, look, it's not a God of War or Witcher 3 type game where it's that fun kind of combat. It is a looter shooter. It's pretty simple. You're button mashing half the time. You forget which buttons are what sometimes, but it's fun. And I think it'd be hella fun with two or three friends, even just one. Just going through it, kicking ass, seeing who can get the highest score. It's really fun. You can also, like, when you win a mission, there's this little cutscene. It's really annoying if you're by yourself, where like the player takes a selfie or does something cool or some shit. But you can change those and customize them and like flip the bird and send it straight to your friend because your friend lost in the mission. I think there's a lot of potential here. I don't know if it'll become realized. This game's getting too much shit.
Yeah.
And it's not making enough money. I don't know how long Rocksteady will hold on to it. I hope we get to see it hold on to it, but I'm not sure.
It's so much better though than the Avengers game, which tried to do shit like this, and it's better than Gotham Knights. Yeah. I like it better than Guardians of the Galaxy, I think, so far.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Like Guardians of the Galaxy, there was no open world there, and you're just like path. Like, that's what sets this apart, I think.
But at the same time, with this one, like, all the boss battles are in circular cages. Most of the fighting you're doing is on rooftops. So there's not a lot of internal great places other than my favorite part of the game, which I want us to do before we do our final rankings. My favorite part of the game comes so early, it's like 2 hours in. It's the Batman experience mission.
Yes.
You take Kevin Conroy, God rest his soul, and you make him be evil fucking Batman. And you have to hide from him and get around him while he fucking stalks you. And I was actually a little scared. I was there ain't no way. This feels like Last of Us with the clickers, but the clickers aren't making any damn noise.
Yeah, and he's killing people in this sequence too, which is the crazy part. Like, you've never seen Batman like straight up, you know, slash people with his batarangs. Like, it's so crazy to see.
People are murdered. There's one scene in the game where it is heavily implied he murdered Nightwing. There's some crazy shit in this game that I do not want to spoil, but that is my favorite part. That part made this game worth it. There's a ton of other missions that are great and fun. The story's great, but that mission made this game worth it. And also, if you played the games, I recommend going through all of them, because there is a trophy that you get on PlayStation, at least I'm sure on Xbox, that allows you to this game's on Xbox, right? Yeah, it's on Xbox.
They got one. It's on Xbox. Sorry, Eric.
But let's hit the final grade, and when you give your final grade, I want you to tell me where you think it sits in your Arkham universe of games. My final grade is, I'm giving it a starter. It's not the best game ever made. I'm really a high starter. Like, this thing is like a damn near 4-star game. It's fun. It's going to be really fun with your friends because it actually fucking works. As long as it actually fucking works, excuse me. And I think in the Arkham universe, it's hard, man. Those are some really good games. Some really good games. But I put it over Arkham Asylum and Origins at least. Just because those aren't open world as much. Arkham City, I know some people don't like it. I like having that big city. It's a beautiful game. There's a lot of fun shit. A lot of really good side missions and side stories in there. And, I mean, if you count Gotham Knights is the worst of them all.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree with you. I'd give it a starter for now. Like, it's better than Gotham Knights. It's not better than Arkham Knight. There's just something about having an open world Batman game where you can get into a Batmobile anytime you want and just go around the city. There's just something about it. Yeah, it would be ahead of, you know, like a few of those games. It's not as good as like any of the Spider-Man games, but it's a step in the right direction for sure.
It's a step in the right direction, and if they're able to get the servers to continuously work and enough people do buy in on this game to continuously play it throughout the next 12 seasons or whatever they end up doing, I think it could turn some people onto it because it's pretty fun. It's a fun game, and I do recommend buying it. If you don't want to spend $70, I'm sure it'll go on sale in the next few weeks. PlayStation stores having sales consistently all the damn time. So you could probably wait a few weeks, but if you have some friends, you guys are looking for a new game to play and you all like DC stuff, play this. It's better than the Crisis on Infinite Earths movie we just got.
It's very better than Gotham Knights. Yes.
You can do it with your friends if you want to, or by yourself. So other than that, for Jeff, I'm Gerald. Follow me on YouTube, Time of Kage Dubs. There's tons. I think I put like 8 hours of videos up there. I'm going to be it's actually the gameplay you're watching while we're editing, while you're watching this podcast. But make sure to go follow us on social media and also go to go to rival.com/boxofficeqbs and sign up now for rival.com for sports betting, bingo, and fantasy. When you sign up, you'll get $200. Up to $200 match on your first deposit, $25 free play, and a $10 gift voucher.
Yep.